Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Nicaragua's National Assembly President Gustavo Porras reaffirmed his country's absolute solidarity with the Cuban people and government. In a letter sent to Esteban Lasso, president of Cuba's National Assembly of People's Power, Porras described past March 26 elections as successful. "We're quite sure this election victory will allow our friendly and solidarity work to continue ahead of imperialist interest and foreign aggressions," Porras said, while praising the massive popular participation at the polls, which reaffirms Cubans' willingness to firmly continue Commander-in-Chief Fidel Castro's exemplary revolutionary process. The condemnation of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade that the United States has imposed on Cuba for more than six decades was the common denominator of a recent caravan through Panama City in a friendly softball game organized by Cuban residents there and Panamanian friends. The president of the Jose Marti Association of Cuban Residents in Panama, Humberto Perez, described the event as a day to ask for better times for the family, but also to demand that Washington exclude Cuba from the spurious list of countries that allegedly sponsor terrorism. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez rejected statements by United States government officials about the national elections held on the island. From his profile on Twitter, the Cuban foreign minister described these comments as unacceptable, meddling, and misleading, and stated that Cuba has little or nothing to learn from the archaic and elitist U.S. system where money rules and two political parties take turns governing the same minority. The head of the Russia-Cuba Business Council, Boris Titov, announced in Moscow that his country will market food, chemical products, and other household items in the island through a special trading house. According to Prensa Latina, Titov, who met with the Cuban ambassador in Moscow, Julio Garmendia, added that one of these projects consists in creating a joint venture with the Cuban state corporation Cemex. Spain's Workers' Commission's CCOO joined the defense of Cuba and rejected its unjustified inclusion in the unilateral list of countries supporting terrorism. In a public statement, the CCOO, Spain's second-largest trade union federation after Spain's General Union of Workers, emphasized its support for the decision taken at the 28th Ibero-American Summit held in Santo Domingo, which rejected the measure promoted by the United States. CCOO called on the Spanish government and the European Union to redouble efforts with the government of the United States to remove Cuba from that list and end the illegal blockade against the Caribbean nation, the trade union's text stated. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.